You can't imagine that young lad being stuck inside doors when all these other French are dead, and he's there like, what do I do?
Witness to that, yeah. Should be proud of him.
I am very proud of him, Sean. Yeah. These lads who fought at Waterloo, it's nice to keep the memory.
The French would continue their efforts to capture Hougoumont for hours to come. But time was running out for Napoleon, because Wellington's Prussian allies were getting closer to the battlefield. The Prussians were marching through mud from the east. It would be hours before they were able to join the battle. But if they made it before nightfall, they could reinforce Wellington's troops on the ridge and also attack Napoleon's forces from the south. If they didn't arrive in time, the French had every chance of breaking Wellington's line. It had been battered by artillery for 2 hours, and now the French infantry was ready to mount its first attack.
So, Sean, we're following in the direction of the first major French attack, the day of the Battle of the Waterloo. The cannons at the Grand Battery on the ridge behind us have been softening up the Allied line ahead, and now it's time to send the infantry in, and they're sending them in these massive columns. The French always attack in columns because it's easier to manoeuvre that way, and there's also the psychological effect of the defenders seeing this huge mass of troops. How many men? 2,000 men in a single column. And there's a block here, another one there, and another one over there. And these three massive columns, with the head of the column 48 men wide.